Romans chapter 2. Therefore you are without excuse, O every man who judges, for in what you judge another you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth upon those who practice such things. And do you consider this, O man, who judge those who practice such things, and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of His kindness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that God's kindness is leading you to repentance? But according to your hardness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each according to his works. To those who by endurance in good work seek glory and honor and incorruptibility, life eternal. But to those who are selfishly contentious and disobedient to the truth and obey unrighteousness, wrath and fury. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man who commits evil, both of Jew first and of Greek. But glory and honor and peace to everyone who works good, both to Jew first and to Greek. For there is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned under the law shall be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when Gentiles, who have no law, do by nature the things of the law, these, though they have no law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness with it, and their reasonings, one with the other, accusing or even excusing them. In the day when God judges the secrets of men according to my gospel through Jesus Christ. But if you bear the name of Jew and rest upon the law and boast in God and know the will and approve the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and have confidence that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those in darkness, one who disciplines the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the proper form of the knowledge and truth in the law. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach not to steal, do you steal? You who say not to commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob their temples? You who boast in the law, do you by transgression of the law dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, even as it is written. For circumcision profits if you practice the law. But if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If, therefore, the uncircumcision keeps the ordinances of the law, will not his uncircumcision be accounted as circumcision? And the uncircumcision by nature, if he fulfills the law, will judge you who, through the letter and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart, in spirit, not in letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God.